growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Hello, wonderful people. It's another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. My name is Oluwatomi Adeniyi Ajao. And today, I'm going to be sharing with us circles to repeat and circles not to repeat in 2024. Let us start with circles to repeat. You know, we cannot overemphasize prayer and meditation, as regular communication with God helps to strengthen our spiritual connection and to provide guidance for us. We need to understand that prayer and meditation helps us to understand what God wants for our lives. So, whether we have set goals planned already, prayer and meditation would ensure that we know if these goals are aligned with the will of God. It will guide our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, as the Bible said in Philippians chapter 4, I think verse 6-7, as the Bible said that we should not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about any of your plans, about any of your goals. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Another thing that we should also repeat this new year is the study of the scripture. The Bible says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Continuously studying and reflecting on the teachings of the Bible will provide us the wisdom and the insights that we need to daily live our lives according to the plan of God. Another thing I also like to talk about is fellowship. We need to engage with a community of believers that can offer support, encouragement, and accountability in our journey of faith. You know, last week my co-anchor talked about accountability and how it helps. Yes, fellowship. When you fellowship with people, you're able to put accountability ahead of every other thing. Consider how another person is going to support you to doing good things, to not giving up. So we should not give up meeting together. This is an habit that we should repeat this new year. So as you meet, as you fellowship with other believers, you encourage them, they encourage you, you are accountable to them, and yeah, they are also accountable to you. So the more you fellowship with other people, the more we pour ourselves in love towards good deeds. We should also note that service and outreach is an important circle to repeat this new year. Yes, we need to take the gospel of Christ out. We need to tell people what Christ has done for us, what love he has shown us. We need to show the world that Jesus Christ loves us too much, that he loves us excessively, and there is no other love that any other person can find anywhere else except in God. We need to actively seek ways to serve others and to share God's love. This love is not to be kept to yourself alone. So this is another circle you should repeat. And also, in 2024, we need to grow personally in every aspect. Don't just grow spiritually, grow in every aspect of your life. So what are the things that you need to do to grow? What are the things that you need to do to learn? What are the things that you need to learn to do, learn to or learn? You know, all these plans and goals that you have set in place can help you to become the better version of yourself. And also this new year, do not forget to always cultivate an habit of gratitude. It helps you have a positive outlook on life and it helps you to recognize God's blessings in your life always. Yeah, I'll quickly run through the circles not to repeat in 2024. You have negative influences. Avoid people, activities, and habits that hinder your spiritual growth or that leads you away from the teachings of God. Stay clear of isolating yourself from supporting communities or neglecting the fellowship and connection of other believers. We need to also run away from unhealthy habits, unhealthy behaviors, unhealthy addictions that can harm us, our physical, our mental, or our spiritual well-being. We need to run away from all of this. We need to strive to break free from all of these habits in this new year. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." So in 2024, you know whatever unhealthy habits that you've been repeating over the years. Strive to stay clear of these unhealthy habits in 2024. Run away from them. Don't allow them to take a hold of you. They have no power over you. And by the help of God, you can break free from all these behaviors and addictions that have been harming your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Also, guard yourself against becoming stagnant in your journey of faith. So you need to actively seek to grow. You need to actively seek new experiences in the Word, new experiences in prayer, new experiences in your relationship with God. You also need to refrain from judging other people or engaging in behaviors that goes against the principles of love and acceptance. So when you see other people that are probably restrained from the love of God, do not judge them, do not condemn them. This is one habit that breaks believers. Do not condemn them. Accept them with love and acceptance. Talk to them. Speak with them. Love them. Do not condemn them. You are not God. Praise God. So we need to work on our habits as believers to ensure that we show love to everyone around us, to ensure that we show acceptance to everyone around us. They've already known that people that are probably falling into sin or into anything that is against the will of God already know the consequences of their actions. What do we do so that they don't run away from the presence of God? It is to accept them with love. It is to refrain from actually judging them. And I pray that this new year, God will help us to run away from these circles that we shouldn't repeat and to embrace the circles that we should repeat in 2024. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.